Thank you for calling CMIT of Wexford. Please hold. Someone will be with you shortly.
Hello, this is Nellie with CMIT. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Nellie. This is John with Local Splash. We were emailing.
Hello, hi, John. Yeah.
Hi. I was following up with you.
How are you guys?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I just got a coffee going, and I've had a busy morning, but I'm happy.
I'm here.
Good.
I just have a few questions, and not to be rude, but the guy yesterday with the client meeting did not seem to answer any of them.
Oh, geez. Okay. Yeah, our client interview technicians are not actually like specialists. They're kind of some of the data for keywords, and then they have like a set amount of questions that they're supposed to ask just to give us a good feel on how to set up the account.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fine. However, I asked what is the target? I asked a very simple question that, as you should know, like, mainly I wanted to know how many ads are you guys launching on Facebook, because I understand that there will be Facebook business ads, Facebook ads that are going to be paid for on the stretch of $75 for a month, because it will be 100 and 75% of that will go just to the ads.
Right.
Is that correct?
Correct.
And how many ads will you be launching on that time?
Well, let me see here. So I have Lydia, and she's actually our meta marketing.
Yeah, company. There was a lot of talk about Lydia yesterday.
Yeah, because we're newly a meta partner. We didn't become a meta partner until like literally 2 weeks ago.
So congrats.
Yeah, it's all new. They actually just launched the partner program. Originally, we were only a premier Google partner. So let me get Lydia, though, because I don't want to miss Lydia in any way. I was telling Nathaniel that yesterday, that it was something that we wanted to include just as, like,
it's
additional to go along with the Google placement.
Any sort of a step ladder or a step plan on how you guys do your Facebook ads?
Yeah.
And my main concern really is with Google, since for the $199, you're giving us the Google optimization for the Business Plus, a new article posted on the Google Business page every week, correct?
Correct.
And is it really going to be a minimum of $300 per month if we were going to launch in display ads?
The Google ads? Yes. We're a premier Google partner, so it wasn't like that, actually.
Every
time we became a meta partner, they switched the minimum starting price from $100 to $300 for their premier partner.
Yeah, because with other SEOs, the minimum would be a lot lower.
Yeah. It just started. SEO is different, though, than a premier Google partner, especially when you're running ads, because we end up doing Google Guarantee. It's called local service ads, so those ones that say Google Guarantee at the top. So when we're running your ad, we're ad processing you through the verification to get those guaranteed leads, rather than just have an ad running and stop at the ad, because the ads are pay-per-click. You know, and then obviously once that budget's spent, then your ad basically rotates off until the following month, you know. So you want to make sure you have enough budget in order to go through the whole month, but then also grow your business to get those Google Guarantee. The SEO companies are just, I don't want to bash them. You know, we started out as an SEO in 2004. So, you know, if it wasn't for SEO, we wouldn't even be who we are today. But it's dodgy. Like when I started here, we were quoting people like 60 days before they would see results. And it would be a lot cheaper, but 60 days, I mean, who wants to pay for 2 months before you ever get results, you know? So,
With just a Google optimization, what's the target reach you guys have for a month? Let's say, for a whole 30-day period.
for the, wait.
Do you guys have a target reach? Do you guys have a target reach for a 30-day period? So including Discovery, Branded, and I just threw it.
I'm getting confused on the way things are being worded a little bit. Like, where do we plan for the company to be in 30 days?
Yeah, where do you, sort of what's your goal for a starting month? Yeah, no, for a starting month, what's the goal since
it's
Google,
a two-month contract?
Measured by searches?
Are you asking about keywords? I'm sorry.
No. Basically, I'm asking about the visibility in terms of the searches. So normally, it can be measured by A, how many clicks we're getting to our website from that SEO optimization.
Yeah. So as a Google partner, we're not allowed to guarantee you a certain amount of clients. However, there's a very public form of monitoring keywords. It's called Google Analytics. I don't know if you've heard of that before.
Yeah,
so it's actually free, but we incorporate that in your tracking system too. So each keyword that we provide for you is going to have a different amount of searches each month. You know, we have that data that goes back like 10 years though, so that way you don't really have to guess on which keywords are going to get your phone ringing consistently. Google doesn't want us to like promise you a certain number of calls, leads, or even sales for that matter, because we don't control that. Nobody does. Anybody that tells you, hey, you're going to get 20 jobs is just lying to you to get your business, right?
No. It's very difficult to gauge that. What I'm more focused is on how visible will we be, and will we be, or is your...
Oh, within the first month. Yeah, okay, now I understand what you're saying. So Google tells us to quote you 10 to 14 days from sign up in order to see yourself on the first page. They ask you to give it 30 to 60 days before you evaluate it for a return on investment. That's why we asked for the two-month contract initially with Nathaniel, because the first month we get you up and running, and then you're up there for about 2 weeks. In that two-week span, you'll probably get a couple of calls. You know, the right call obviously could offset that cost for the next couple of months moving forward, you know, if it's the right business and they lock up a contract with you guys. But... you know, we can't guarantee that again. So they want us to say, hey, give it a full month of visibility of you actually being up there before you evaluate it. And then there's obviously that 2 week setup period, right? So to be realistic with you, you know, I would say you'll see results in the first month, but month two is where things are really going to start to pop, and you'll start seeing the consistent placement and the phone calls from your clients, not just commercially, but residentially as well.
All right. One more thing. Is it possible to get keywords that are more targeted for a business-to-business approach? Because right now, it's sort of a mix for a business-to-individual approach in terms of tech support. We're trying to target businesses instead of individuals. So if you guys have keywords for that, just
do it. Yeah, our commercial keyword category. Yeah, so we'll let me put this in the notes. Because he was set to give you guys some residential keywords, but we can always just engineer it completely toward commercial starting out, and then the keywords are interchangeable at any time. So they'll give you access to the tracking system. Yeah, and there's a YouTube video you can use, show you how to use the tracking system, but if you ever notice some keywords are working better than others, you can call in any time and switch them out.
Yes, and... with the past SEO that I worked with, they just basically gave us 6 for a whole year to run.
Okay.
And a lot of them were very unnecessary with the business that we were having.
Yeah.
That's why I
it's like shooting in the dark, you know.
Yeah, it's just horrible. We don't really provide this, but I mean, it gets a lot of hits. It gets a lot of hits, but it gives us no business.
Yeah, no, we don't want just traffic or the impressions, as people call it, with no conversion. Yeah, the goal is to find the keywords that are resulting in conversion, actually getting calls and sales from it. So we'll definitely...
If you can send me that brochure of your sort of either step plan or even reviews on your Facebook ads and how many ads can we launch in, what is your goal? What is your monthly plan, so to say, on how many ads you launch and how much?
I have Lydia on standby. Yeah, she's on standby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the director here, so usually I'm the one who set up the account with Daniel, so I'm not going to brag, but if I say I want something done now, it gets done now. That's why I told him to go ahead and call me, but I just messaged Lydia. She's on standby, so I can actually transfer you over to her right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that way I can get your questions answered. I want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
But I did notate.
I still would like sort of a summary of what we spoke about right now.
So let me resend
just an assurance from you guys on what we're gonna get from the SEO from just the Google SEO part, just so I can discuss it with Nathaniel, because I have a bit more knowledge on SEOs more than Nate. He didn't know what SEOs were before.
Oh, he didn't know what a search engine optimization was?
Yeah.
Oh. That kind of makes sense.
I mean, for the service,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, he seemed like he understood. A big reason we
I discussed it with him, that's why he understands it now, and we actually had a meeting already with another SEO, but they were charging a lot more, but they were charging that minimum for $50 for the display ad.
Yeah.
But
it's
the same service. It's sort of the same service,
Yeah,
if we
I don't want to bash
have
anybody.
The same amount of it's going to have the same amount of impressions without display ads. That's perfect.
The proof
I'm
is
down
in the pudding.
For that. No one
I mean,
needs to send display ads.
Yeah, the proof is in the pudding. All you got to do is look us up. We've been in business for 17 years. So we've done this time and time again.
No, actually,
a real thing,
that was the thing. It was a bit dodgy because the first person that emailed us was Jazz from Relevant Ads.
Yeah, that's our parent company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I checked Relevant Ads out, and the reviews were A, not good, and B, their website was down.
Relevant Ads was down?
The only thing that I can find was the LinkedIn page, and then the LinkedIn page redirected me to a live Google website, which was under 404.
Interesting. Yeah, because I checked out the relevantads.com right now. This one popped up. It shows our relevant playbook, but a lot of it redirects straight to a local splash. Relevant Ads is just a parent company. Yeah, it's not the actual, like, DBA where we are generating our reviews and our services. So everything's usually advertised under local splash. He's like a back-end employee or like a separate contractor that works for the parent company directly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But
with
anything else, I'm more confident in dealing with you versus anyone else at the moment. Yesterday was a bit sketchy, especially because I was supposed to be in the meeting, and I emailed someone. I think, was that you who replied?
John. Yeah, I'm John. I'm the director.
Oh.
I'm the one who set up Nathaniel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the person who called us for the client's technical guy. He didn't know how to merge in a call.
Oh, jeez. He was trying to merge
He didn't know how to merge me into the call, so we had to set that up between me and Nathaniel.
Yeah, so we're a Google partner, so our phone system is not like a regular phone. It's a voice over internet system with a recording.
Oh, we're using the same.
Oh, yeah. So if, like, he merges the call, there's a chance that he could lose the recording, too. I don't know if we've even briefed him on how to do that. Normally, they don't do a conference call. We usually just have, like, the business owner sit in with him, and then he has a set list of questions to conduct the client interview. But he's not, like, a technician by any means. His job is
For the goal signal, it will be with Nate, but for everything else, that will be with me.
Okay. So there's an agreement here that I had Nathaniel sign off on. It's called the subscription terms, and it actually has an outline of every single product and feature in writing in black and white. So I'm going to re-forward that over to you, so that way you have that in writing.
Okay.
And then I have Lydia on standby, so she wants me to transfer you over there, so that way we can explain the Facebook ads and exactly how that's going to be run.
Okay, you can direct me over to Lydia.
Okay.
I'm very excited. He was mentioned like 5 times yesterday.
Yeah, we just want to make sure we have the right people in the right place. You know, you were talking with a client interview technician, and then when you start asking him technical questions, he's not really trained for that. It's almost like you asking me about graphic design stuff on the website. I don't build websites at all.
I have a
our relationship there, so I'm one of the certified technicians where I can authorize transactions and things like that, and it's overseen by Google. You know, they have all my information. I have the right to process and set up the accounts for them, but I don't build websites, you know? So we actually are a big company, but we have different specialists for each individual service that we're offering in your package. So it's like a team coming together to make sure that you guys are successful rather than just one person trying to do it all, you know? That rarely works.
Hello? All right. Well, I'm excited to talk to Lydia about that.
Okay, hang on one second. Here comes Lydia.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
The person at extension 5742 is unavailable. Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Oh, hey, Lydia. I think we got cut off for some reason, but my number is...